Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, the most random things. We were talking about the lady who swallowed her engagement ring while she was asleep. She did it in her dream, and she did it in real life. Which, by the way, like I think about, like, there was times when I was younger, and I would, like, pee in my sleep, and I get up, and I'm like, hold on. And you have to check yourself and stuff like that.
We're getting a lot of those, by the way.
Oh, really?
A lot of messages from people that get caught in the middle of the night peeing, like, and for some reason, it's always under the dining room or kitchen table.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I don't know what the significance of that is, but they'll be caught under one of the tables peeing.
In their dream or in real life?
Like, no, it's real life.
Oh, I'm talking about...
But it's like in their sleep, though. Like, they're sleepwalking,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
they do it.
Oh, and
yeah.
they hide under something to pee?
I don't know, I guess.
Oh, I'm just talking about I was dreaming I was peeing and got up in bed. That's like...
Yeah, no, this is like, okay, well... A lot of it involves
That's
pee, I guess.
That's extra uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, all right. Let's talk to Nate. Nate, what happened with you?
Oh, I found out I sleepwalked by, I was living by myself. And one morning I woke up and I thought my lip was swollen. Turns out in the middle of the night, I got up, walked around and fell, split my lip wide open. Apparently messed around with it in the mirror in the middle of the night and woke up and there's blood all over my bureau, all over my pillow.
Jesus.
Had to drive to the ER, get stitches, and I'm scarred to this day.
First of all, he found out that he sleepwalked when he was living alone. That's scary right there, too. Mm. Imagine waking up to a freaking murder scene in your bed and not knowing how it happened.
Right.
Like exactly.
Everywhere. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to be one of those serial killers that's like on TV. And it's like, I guess I did kill her. There was blood all over my pillow. Let's go to... Hi, Gabby.
Hey. So this story actually didn't happen to me. It was my boyfriend. He was actually having a dream, but I was laying next to him. So I guess he had a dream. We were both going to get killed or whatever. And I ran away. So as I was running away, the lady was approaching him, and she was about to stab him in the neck, I guess. So he starts punching her, and in real life, he started punching me and starts screaming, get away. So I woke up to a bunch of punches. I was scared as hell. So, yeah.
That must have been the scariest thing. Like, getting woken up out of a deep sleep by someone just punching the crap out of you.
That reminds me, when I was younger, my sister and I would sleep in the same bed, like, when we were younger. And I in my sleep, felt like she was punching me and kicking me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And I turn around, and she was... Picture somebody running, right, but lay him on the bed sideways. So you see the hands are moving and the feet are moving. So she was having a dream that somebody was chasing her, and as she was running, she was punching my back and kicking my ass at the same time. It was the funniest thing to see. Let's see. Mariah. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
Tell me a story.
So for my birthday last year, my husband, myself, my mom and our two kids, we went to a hotel for my birthday. And my husband was taking Chantix to stop smoking. And he read the side effects, that he didn't think, you know, that any of it would ever happen to him. And I told him to be careful. So the morning after my birthday, because we drank a little champagne and we went to bed and I was still asleep. He got up around 7 in the morning and... I guess he put on really weird clothes and he just looked like he was in a daze, like completely out of it. My mom kept trying to talk to him and he was like walking in circles, and he put on a weird pair of like shorts and a weird hoodie that I don't even think it was his. He drove all the way from Hampton, New Hampshire, all the way to where we were living. We were actually living in Kingston, New Hampshire. So it was like a 40-minute ride, I want to say.
Jesus.
He drove all the way there, had no recollection of it. And he,
That's
I guess,
scary.
Walked around the house, changed his clothes again into another pair of jeans, and then he went to go to the bathroom to take a poop. And I guess the water splashed him and it woke him up.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
After all that,
at least he went to the toilet. Bobby.
Hey, I was sleeping at my buddy's house in middle school, and I fell down a flight of stairs and broke my nose.
Okay.
You don't think that's bad?
Like you, I know.
His storytelling needs work.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.